today is a recent graduate out of Kemmer High School. That is A.Q. Peternell, who's gone on to play football at Rocky Mountain College in Billings, Montana. The Battling Bears for Rocky Mountain College. A.Q., good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time. So I distinctly remember listening to the Spur and catching those Kemmer Ranger football games and hearing A.Q. Peternell. And boy, what a fun time that had to be for you. When you look back at your time suiting up for the Rangers, what sticks out to you most being a Kemmer grad?
Probably the most thing that sticks out to me is the culture that I always seen growing up. I just always remember from being really a little kid, always attending the Rangers game, and it was just the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. So, like, going into high school and being able to play for them and just put on the red and black was probably just the most exciting and best experience of the whole entire thing.
Very awesome. So, of course, you graduated a couple years ago. What led to your decision to go play football at Rocky Mountain? What got the Battling Bears vote for you?
The one part that really got their vote for me was their education program, because I'm going on to get my teaching degree, and they have a very outstanding teaching program that they sold me on very, very right away. But also the coaches are very upfront and honest, but they have a very honest way of telling you about, we want you to succeed outside of football, and we're going to get you there any way we can, which I really, really appreciated. But they're also very, very nice and approachable to me and my family as well.
Excellent. A.Q. Peternell, a Kemmer High School graduate, currently in Billings, Montana, attending and playing football at Rocky Mountain College in Billings. What was that first season like for you, A.Q., as a freshman? You come in, how was that transition from being a high school football player to now a collegiate athlete?
You know, it was a lot. That's like the smallest way I can put it, but it was just a big transition from the speed of the game, as well as you understand football as a small standpoint, but once you get to college, every little detail matters, and you learn about how every little detail can have such an impact on a play. And that was probably the biggest thing that changed from high school to college, was understanding how much little things can impact a game.
What was the transition like being a student athlete in college? Because now you've got to battle, now you've got to not only be almost a full-time football player now, right? But now you've got to do the academic side, like you mentioned.
You know, it wasn't a struggle as big as I thought it was. I think I overhyped it going in, but as soon as I got there, I fit right in. I got the mojo, I got the system, and I just made a whole routine of just going to class, making sure I get all my assignments done and go to practice. But I just made it a whole routine, which really helped me settle in and get everything done the right way.
A.Q. Peternell from Kemmer High School joining us on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. And as mentioned, A.Q. currently playing college football for Rocky Mountain College in Billings, Montana. Let's talk about the Battling Bears some more, A.Q. Tell us what your role has been for Rocky Mountain so far. I understand you had some special teams moments last year. Is that correct?
I did, yes. So far, my freshman year, I redshirted, just played most scout team, just preparing the older guys and the veterans for the upcoming weeks. But as I rolled into my sophomore year, my redshirt freshman, I took on a bigger role, starting on most of the special teams positions. But that got me on the field, which I was very, very beneficial and very excited to do, because there was not much expectations for me to come in and do that coming into the season. So I surprised the coaching staff and came in to the special teams and started making big plays. But going into this season, I plan on competing for a top two spot in the depth chart to make a lot more impactful plays across the defense.
Absolutely. So you mentioned you do play defense. You're a defensive back for the Battling Bears.
Yes.
Has that role been an adjustment for you? I mean, you played that position in high school, but as long as with a lot of offensive positions, has it been nice to kind of been more position specific in college?
Oh, it's very nice not having to worry about playing Ironman football, I guess you could say, where you're playing offense and defense and special teams and everything you can do. That has been very nice, where you get really position specific and you can really focus on the finer details of one position and get really, really good at it.
Yeah. Tell us more about the division that Rocky Mountain College is in. Because, you know, of course, a lot of people growing up, they just watch, you know, college football is Division One, right? So tell us more about what the tell us more about Rocky Mountain College and the division. Who do they compete against? What are some teams you see on a regular basis?
So we're in the NAIA, which is more of like a private school type of deal in the whole country. And we compete in the Frontier Conference, which is mostly in within Montana schools. So we compete against schools such as Montana Tech, Carroll College, Montana Western University, and just the schools around the upper north part of Montana. But we do expand and play a couple non-conference games such as Dickinson State University or Jamestown University.
Okay. And how did Rocky Mountain fare last season, I guess? And what are your expectations this year?
We fared pretty decent. We ended up 6-4 due to just some injury problems that struck the team. But our expectations this year is we have a very, very veteran defense, which is very exciting going into. But our offense has a lot more young guys and a lot of potential. But we just have to get the system clicking and the mojo, everybody getting on the right page.
Absolutely. AQ Peter Nell, graduate of Kemmer High School, on the air with us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. AQ, what is summer like for a collegiate athlete? Because for high school athletes, you have your camp. You do, of course, you have the open gym type stuff. How about for college? Is it similar or is it a little bit different?
It's different because in high school, you're always scrambling, going to team camps and different things within the school. Where in college, it's more individualized. You really have to hold yourself accountable and make sure you're doing the right things just by yourself most of the time. Because whereas I stay home in Kemmer for May and June, I have to be very, very disciplined in waking up and going through myself and putting myself through my workouts as hard as I can and staying very disciplined so I'm ready to go back in shape and ready to excel.
Thank you. Appreciate your time today. Wish you the best of luck this upcoming season for the Battling Bears in Montana. What advice do you have for current Rangers or the future Rangers? You mentioned yourself, you know, watching the Kemmer Rangers as a kid growing up. For those that are watching this year's team or for those that are on this year's team that want to take that next step and be a collegiate player, what does it take? How do they prepare for that? What advice do you have?
You got to live in the weight room. Kids, you got to live in the weight room and get stronger and faster, but you also got to love the process and be very approachable and a good person. And all those things will take you to the next level, and coaches will appreciate it when you want to work hard.
Well said. AQ Peter now from Kemmer High School. AQ, thanks for your time. Good luck this year with the Battling Bears in the fall.